Venetian Legends by Alberto Tozofei. Radio Magica Edition. Narrated by Jamie Ballard and
John McCourt. A gift beyond the intended. There lived in San Paterniano an old widow who hoarded riches by hiding them in the lining of a worn cloak. The widow had hidden the treasure, with intentional sloppiness, among the rags in the most forgotten corner of her attic to protect herself from possible theft. From week to week, the woman patiently unstitched a patch of the cloak to put in a new coin, a small piece of jewellery, a valuable trinket. Not even her son, Vincenzo Quadrio, knew about the secret. One winter morning, the boy met a beggar outside the house. The man was so poor that he did not even have clothes to protect himself from the cold. The boy, moved by pity, remembered the old cloak in the closet and gave it to the beggar. The next day, the old woman came down from the attic, asking the boy about the cloak. When she found out what had happened, she collapsed in a sea of tears. She told him everything and said that her dream was to one day leave him with the wonderful surprise of the entire accumulated legacy. Vincenzo then began to look for the beggar, but without success. However, he did not lose heart. He dressed as a beggar and started to beg every day at the foot of the Rialto Bridge. A few days later, the boy saw the poor man descending from the bridge. He was still wearing the cloak. "Good man," the boy said gently, "I am poor, but I see that you live in worse conditions than I do. How could you go around so badly dressed? Your situation moves me so that I would like to ask you to exchange your mantle with mine. At home I have another one that is surely in better condition than the one you are wearing." The man didn't hesitate. He thanked Vincenzo with 1,000 blessings, took the gift, and went away. The treasure was still in the cloak. Mother and son decided to invest the money to buy an apothecary. On the sign they drew an old woman, busy spinning with rock and spindle, and a boy sitting at her feet. Today, the pharmacy All'Insegna della Vecchia still exists, next to the Goldoni Theatre. In the 19th century, it merged with a pharmacy called Cedro Imperiale and is still in business today with the double name.